NBA writer and publisher and editor-in-chief of SheridanHoops.com, Chris Sheridan, is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. We would absolutely love to hear from you. As I say, we are interactive. Join us at Twitter, at eRadioSports. And tell all the listeners across the country, Chris, where they can connect with you, too.
Well, you can follow me on Sheridan Hoops at Twitter. It's at Sheridan Hoops. There's over 100,000 followers there. And we post links to our stories throughout the day, or you can just make Sheridan Hoops a daily stop. I got a great staff of veteran writers. It's not just me writing. Danny Shazer used to play in the NBA. He's writing columns every week. Chris Perduca, who used to be the sports editor at Sports Ticker and who worked with me at the Associated Press years ago, he writes two columns a week. Bobby Gonzalez used to coach Manhattan. He led him into the Sweet 16. He beat Joakim Noah, Florida team with a small school, Manhattan College. Then he went on to coach Seton Hall University. He's my NCAA expert, and he's writing columns. So, you know, we're publishing 50, 60, 70 articles a week, and make it a go-to stop. It's not, we're not ESPN.com, and we're not, you know, we're not Yahoo Sports.
Uh-huh.
We bring a lot to the table from a quality perspective, and I happen to believe that quality is what journalism should be all about, and that's why I went solo and started my own website, and hopefully it pans out, and I'm wealthy enough to buy my own NBA team make sure they can all. I got a coach that counts all 82 games equally.
It is definitely impressive, no doubt about that. So let's continue talking about this injury crisis. Of course, Kevin Durant, 26 years of age, he's already had three medical procedures on that foot. What is Chris? What's your level of concern in terms of just his future with OKC and in the NBA?
Well, he broke a bone in his foot. So what are you going to do? You know, you got a broken bone in your foot. You got to go in there with a surgeon and a screw and a scalpel. And you got to hope for the best when the healing process comes. I think if there's anything that Oklahoma City did wrong is that they weren't. I don't think they were perfectly upfront with their fan base about how serious of an injury this was. Even when he had the second procedure done, and they replaced the screw. They put out a release saying, "Well, he'll be reevaluated in a week," and they called it a procedure. But like I said, there was a surgeon, and there was a scalpel, and there was a screw replaced and a screw removed. He had foot surgery, and when it's a second foot surgery of the season, I think you got to be upfront with your fans and say, you know, he might miss the rest of the season. We got to see how this thing heals, but we got to prepare as though we're going to have to move forward without him. And the Oklahoma City Thunder front office didn't do that. They really tried to manipulate the message, and they left people with the impression that Kevin Durant's injury was not as serious as it actually was. Look, the guy's got a broken bone in his foot, and you know, you got more bones in your foot than in any other part of your body. And E, you play basketball. Mm-hmm. You know what kind of a pounding your feet take over
it's
the
brutal
course of the season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's brutal. And so, look, Kevin's gonna sit out. He's got a 6-month recovery timetable now, which gets him healthy only right at the beginning of training camp. It's gonna be a long summer of rehab for him, and he's not gonna be able to put in the work that he usually does over the course of a summer. But again, injuries are a part of the game. You know, Derrick Rose missed the last two seasons mm-hmm. because of injuries, and 3 years ago it looked like Derrick Rose, you know, he was an MVP, and it looked like he was gonna be a transcendent player, and now he's a player who's known for getting hurt more than anything else. So, look, it comes with the territory, and again, you got to have guys behind them who can step up. In Oklahoma City's case, look what Russell Westbrook's been doing since Kevin Durant went out for that second foot surgery. He's putting a triple-double almost every yeah. single game. He's the most mesmerizing player to watch in the NBA outside of maybe Stephen Curry. And then, you know, with the Chicago Bulls, look, they lost Jimmy Butler for a long stretch. They were without Mike Dunleavy for a long stretch. Joakim Noah's been banged up. But they got guys who have stepped in and filled the void, and they're still a very strong team. And if they do have Rose back at full strength, and they just got Jimmy Butler back this week, they're going to be a tough out in the playoffs. I still think the East is really all about three teams, Cleveland, Chicago, and Atlanta, and you could take the other five and just throw them in the trash because none of them are going to the NBA Finals. But injuries happen, and you got to prepare for the chance that you're going to lose your best player. But if you lose your best player, how are you going to be able to make up for it? Certain teams can do it, and certain teams cannot. And again, it comes down to having roster depth and making the right signings when there are players out there who can step in and help you.
Hey, we are so glad you're with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell. Love to hear from you. Join us online at Twitter, at eRadio Sports. You can always go back and listen to the entirety of this interview at yahoosportsradio.com/podcast. I'm posting up, going one-on-one with Chris Sheridan. He is the publisher and editor-in-chief of SheridanHoops.com. He's got some great stuff online. Encourage you to check it out. Talk to me about, and since we've been on the topic on Oklahoma City and the injuries with KD, do you envision Russell and KD both winning an NBA title together?
Well, that's an interesting question because Kevin's got only 1 year left on his contract.
Right.
And he did come out and say, you know, that he likes the model of a Reggie Miller or a Dirk Nowitzki or a Tim Duncan as a guy who's played his entire career with one team. And that's appealing to him. And he wants to have his number retired in Oklahoma City. And that's certainly got to be music to the ear of Thunder fans. But on the other hand, Kevin also knows that their owner's a cheapskate. And the reason they traded James Harden is because they didn't want to pay the luxury tax. And you're talking about guys who are billionaires who didn't want to pay a couple million dollars of luxury tax, and they gave away a player who's likely going to be the MVP award winner this season. If they hadn't traded James Harden away, they'd be sitting on multiple championships already. Sam Presti built a team that was good enough to win multiple championships, and they made a horrible trade, and it was a penny pinching trade, and Kevin Durant knows that. And when Kevin Durant becomes a free agent, that's one of the things that's going to be in the back of his mind, and it's one of the things that other teams are going to say to him. You want to keep working for a guy, you know, who cost you all these championships, or you want a fresh start, you know, with different guys around you who can take your career to a different level. And, you know, you got to wonder what his agent's saying. He's switched agents three times, from Aaron Goodwin to Rob Pelinka, and now he's with Jay-Z's Roc Nation. And those guys definitely have his ear. So I think what happens next season in Oklahoma City when Russell and Kevin are both there and they've got Enes Kanter for an entire season, if they win a championship, I think he'll come back. If they flame out, I think there's a good chance he leaves, no matter what he said a couple days ago.
Okay, so we've been in the Western Conference. Let's cruise on over to the Eastern Conference and talk about Derrick Rose's return. Do you think, I mean, when you just evaluate what all has gone on in terms of with his injuries, will he ever return to that elite, that MVP level that we've seen in the past, Chris?
You know, it's a great question, and mm-hmm. and I don't think anybody could really answer that. When you lose 2 years of your career, especially at a young age, you lose a lot of. There's a lot of game experience that you miss out on, and you come back a different player. Maybe you come back a little more tentative. You know, I covered Derek with Team USA over in Spain during the summer when the United States won the World Cup. He only had one good game, and they played eight. You know, and he had seven bad ones, and he didn't look anything like the old Derrick Rose. And then you saw flashes of it when he was playing for the Bulls this year, where he'd put up great games, but for him to put up numbers like he was putting up 3 years ago, you know, or on a nightly basis, he was a threat to kill you. I don't know if we're ever going to see that Derrick Rose again. And that, now we very well may. He made these injuries may stop happening to him. There's no telling, you know, which guys are going to go down and with injuries that end up crippling their career, and which guys are going to be able to bounce back. You know, Michael Jordan had a broken foot, and he came back, and he did all right afterwards.
Right, but, right,
yeah,
true. Mm-hmm.
You know, Yao Ming had chronic foot problems, and he had to leave the league probably 5-6 years earlier than he otherwise would have. So in Derek's case, it certainly seems right now that he's snake bit, but even when he has been playing healthy, we've only seen scattered flashes of the Derrick Rose that we saw in his MVP season. So, you know, it bears watching, but my crystal ball on that one is just a little too foggy for me to give you a better answer than that.
The publisher, editor-in-chief of SheridanHoops.com, Chris Sheridan, has been joining us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. First time on the show. Let me tell you, I just wanted to put the show on cruise control, sit back, kick my feet up, and listen to you. You are compelling and a great guest. We want you back anytime. Thank you so much, Chris.
Okay, thanks for having me on. I appreciate the kind words.
Yes, much more straight ahead. We're getting ready for opening day. Going to talk some MLB with our guy, Andy Pondillo, straight ahead. Stay close.